Blog Talk Radio.
Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That's The Whispers, Olivia Lost and Turned Out. I want to say good evening to everybody that's tuned in, that's listening in, that's in the chat room and on the phone lines. Tonight's topic is of adult nature. If you're under 18, please go to another show. I'm not responsible for any underage children listening to the radio. With that being said, tonight's topic is, should pimping be legalized? Now, I know that might sound funny, but, you know, everything else has been legalized. We have legalized marijuana, same-sex marriages, alcohol, male-female prostitution, and then there are legal brothels in Nevada where they're pimps, but they're called managers. So we want to just, you know, touch on the subject is, you know, pimping should be legal for the guy who doesn't have a brothel, but, you know, would like to get some girls out there to work for him. And if they want to do that, you know, to get it some kind of way so it's legal and, you know, people get paid. So with that being said, my co-host tonight, Ms. Kane, I'm going to bring her in and we're going to get on with the discussion, should pimping be legalized. Ms. Kane, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm well at all.
Nothing much, girl. This is going to be a topic that I guess, you know, I don't know people's feelings on it, but, you know, just like I had mentioned, there's so many things that's been legal. Even murder is legalized, and when I say murder, that's abortion. So, you know, pimping, you know, maybe the next thing on the menu, because the government, as long as the government can have their hands into something where they can get a cut, you know, it's all good. So maybe they can get it together and, you know, make it so that everybody get a piece of the pie. Because like I had also mentioned, there's a brothel in Nevada, and there, I think it's a couple of them. And the guys that run those brothels are known as managers. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if he's still a pimp, but, you know, they dress it up. You know, they dress words up. But, you know, I just would like to know the viewers and the listeners, I'm sorry, the listeners' take on this subject. If there are any pimps out there or pimp wannabes out there or any hookers out there, feel free to call in. You don't have to give your name. You know, just if you have a voice and you want it to be heard, you know, the call-in number is 1-646-652-2877. Again, that number is 646-652-2877. Don't be scared. So, Ms. Kane, what is your take on that? Do you think that that's something that would be ever come to pass, you know? It would be made legal, or if anybody's even thought of that, you know, a pimp wanting to be legal?
I think it should be, you know what I'm saying? Even though myself, personally, I don't agree with it, you know what I'm saying? I don't see how a bitch can get out there and walk the track in 45 below zero weather, but, you know, hey, if that's what it is, that's what it is, because the main thing about it is when you try to set forth laws and stuff where this shouldn't be like this and it's illegal to do this and it's illegal to do that, people going to break them anyway. So
mm-hmm.
might as well let them go on and do it, because if they don't do it, you know what I'm saying, don't allow them to do it, they're going to break the law and do it anyway. So, legalize it.
And then there's a lot of repercussions. I was watching America's Most Wanted Saturday, and this pimp had, this girl had left home, and he had picked her up and, you know, wounded her. He had another girl to help lure her in, you know, to the world of prostitution, and she wanted to leave. And the girl, I think it was the same girl who had lured her in, had let her go, escape, because the pimp had left out to do something with another prostitute, and she had escaped. So he went and killed the girl who had, you know, helped the girl escape. Now, if things were like it was a legal up and up, where this is how I think, well, I'm just going to throw this out there, if it was to be legalized, maybe they should have it so that, you know, the pimp, they give them cards, they have to get physicals every week, and they have a certain amount of women, and they have to, you know, make a certain amount of money, and they would have to pay taxes on the money, and, you know, couldn't have anybody underage, because the girl who he had pulled in, she was a young girl. I don't think she was 18. But, you know, and then they should, you know, it's just ways that I think if they were to hook it up, that's how it would go. Because in the brothels, they have it so that you come in, they have a credit card machine, you can pay with a credit card machine, you can pay with cash, and, you know, you get to pick whatever girl you want, you know. And then they have the manager, quote, pimp, who, you know, makes sure things go okay. And that's basically what pimps are allegedly doing when they, you know, have their hookers out there on the street. they're supposed to be, you know, making sure they're clothed, fed, have housing, and, you know, they're safe. So I just think that, you know, I'm not condoning anything because I really don't, I don't like the idea of, you know, women selling their bodies and then giving their money to a man, especially if she gets nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it should be like that. I think that, you know, they should maybe, she should get maybe 60% and he get 40%, you know, something like that. The woman always should get more because she's out there, you know, taking a risk with her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so,
you know, I just, I was looking at, to throw this in here real quick, I was looking at Pimpin' Ken. It's something that come on TV One. I don't know if y'all get TV One. But they was on there having like a talk session. And so basically it's like, okay, he up here trying to say, you know, little stuff here and little stuff there, you know, about it, you know, it's relationships and all of that shit. But I don't understand how these men can just pimp these women like that, because my whole thing is, would you want a man pimping your mama? And I know they always say if you married, you know what I'm saying, or you dating somebody and you messing around with them or whatnot, you having sex, they, you pimping them, because if your husband paying the bill, you pimping him. But I don't, I just look at it like that's that man's responsibility. And maybe it is like that to some degree, but these dudes, this is what I can't stand about pimps. Let me just say this. These motherfuckers be referring to these females, bitch, hoe. And that's how they address them. You know what I'm saying? They don't address, even if they done gave them some type of street name, they refer to them, come up, bitch, hey, hoe. Hoe, didn't I tell you gonna look at me, another motherfucking pimp, all this shit. I mean, come on. Who does that? Who does that? And I feel like for the women that's out here allowing these men to pimp them, they stupid. With bitch, you can get more money pimping yourself. You know what I'm saying? What you need him for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just don't, you know, like the whole idea of, you know, women, you know, and then some women resort to prostituting for different reasons, but when a woman goes out there especially to sell herself and then to give her money to a man, I think that's an issue. That's a serious issue, because I don't think if I was to do that, trust and believe, it's going to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give no man my money after I've been, because sometimes those girls, they go out there, they get raped, they get beat up, some of them get killed, they get choked. You know, all kind of things happen to you on those strolls. You know, so I don't think that I would, I just couldn't do anything like that.
I couldn't even. I mean, if I'm going to be a slut or a hoe, I'm going to be a inside motherfucker, because I'm going to have to do it at my home when my children ain't around or something, you know what I'm saying? But meet him at a hotel or something, because it ain't no way, because there's different forms of females being, you know, promiscuous and making money off their bodies, because I've done some things myself that, you know, I ain't ashamed to talk about. But for me, it's like this. Any dude that calls himself that want to talk to Kane, you got to have some motherfucking money. If you ain't got no money, then you need to get on about your business, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, so much that I'm going at him for his money. It's just that if I'm over him and I'm establishing myself, own place, own car, you know, handling all my bills and shit, and then trying to do some extra shit, then I feel like you need to bring that to the table. So I don't see it as selling myself short. I just see myself, you know, just getting out here trying to have what I think I'm supposed to have. Why should I have a man that got money? Why should I have to deal with a broke ass? So
yeah.
If somebody say, well, can't you a prostitute off of that, then hell, it is what it is.
Well, you know, like my take on that, because when I used to work for this, I used to work at a nightclub as a cocktail waitress. And pimps used to come in there, you know, every night, bringing their ladies up in there. They come in there with their big fur coats, and the girls, they, you know, be scantily dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically seemed to me like they just worshipped those men. No, just worshipped them. And they basically liked what they were doing because a lot of those girls were from out of town, didn't have no families here, you know, was befriended by this this pimp. Some of them, like I said, some of them get other women to, you know, lure them in. Because I was speaking to one of the prostitutes, and she says that her quota a night was $2,000. And it was cold outside that night. It was cold. And she said, so I said, and if you don't get the $2,000, she said, well, it's not, she said, I don't have an option. She said, I cannot go in until I take $2,000. I said, well, how many men do you have to sleep with to get $2,000 a night? She said anywhere from 30 to 50, depending on, you know, what she does and how much she charge. And, oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because you got to look at it. If she tricking, if she only tricking, again, $40 here, $40 there, $10 here, $10 there, bitch, it's going to take you a long time. You're going to need more than a night. You're going to need 2 days, maybe even a week. Because her
hey,
she
was, she,
has,
she said she
Hollywood
had some regular.
Boulevard, you ain't finna make no money.
Right, she said she had some regular Johns that was paying $200 and someone was paying $500, you know, so she basically would get with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, I just couldn't. And then she said sometimes, she said, I'd be so sore, she said, but I'd just be thinking, and she called him Daddy, I'd just be thinking about satisfying Daddy, you know. And she said, I said, so do you get any of the money? So she said, well, he, you know, he buys my clothes and, oh, no. If I went out here and made $2,000 a night, trust and believe, I'm going to be buying my own clothes.
I'm telling you. Hell, yeah, exactly. I look like I done been out here hustling, honey. I'm, bitch, my coochie tight and sore, and I'm tight. My feet been hurt for days. See, I couldn't be a prostitute cop. I changed the whole game up. I'd be out here some damn flip-flops. Some shorts and a T-shirt. Like, what you want to, what you here to buy? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What you here to buy? Because I ain't got all that. And if you ain't got by $300-$400 starting off, I can't do nothing for you. I probably have to raise my rates a little higher. But her, but I could see definitely how she needed to have those regular customers. Because ain't no way.
Yeah. And then some of these pimps, they get the customers for these girls. You know, some of them do that. So, you know, maybe they should have, you know, maybe like a put up a website or something like that. That would be part of the legalization of it. You know, put up a website and have Johns to be on the website, and they go on the website and pick out this John. Because they can also, that would also keep track of these men that they be with, opposed to them jumping in cars and going in back alleys. You know, you go in a back alley, ain't no guarantee that you're going to come out. You know, but if you could go on the internet and you say, well, I'll, you know, call so-and-so and you go be with him, or he may call, you know, you got his picture, all his information, and if something happened, you know who you're working with.
Right.
You know, so that's maybe another plus as far as if they legalized it. But like I said, I don't condone that.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you another reason why they should legalize it, because let me tell you, it's like this. The damn system, they pimping the system. The government pimping us with all
That's
the
true.
Stuff that we have to pay. Me and my godmother was talking about that today. Okay, when you buy a house, you got to pay property taxes on your house. Yo, that should be your house. That land should be your land. You shouldn't have to do none of that. I seen somewhere in some part of Alabama where this guy house burnt up, reason being, he didn't pay the little.
Yeah, I saw that.
The little
he didn't pay the taxes where the fire department and stuff for water, something with water. And they came out and actually watched his house burn down for $45 or $65, $75 or something like that. He had forgot to pay it.
Yeah, and I just think that's stupid as hell, because why would you do that? So, like I said, at the end of the day, I don't understand the government. That's just like I did do my shows and have done them and probably will still do them until I feel like I'm finished getting my damn point across. But the government, like, all this crime rate and all this other shit. They always talking about we need to take control of the guns and come up with new gun laws and all this shit, and dope dealers should get as much time as a murderer. Hell, they giving dope dealers more time than they give murderers. So what the fuck is that? My thing is, you pimping the system. First and foremost, y'all putting this shit back out here on the streets, because if you confiscated all these guns from these teenagers and from people that go out here shooting and killing other people, how is it that they're finding their way back to the streets? But then you want to come back, you want to be an unjust system, but want to try to come back and tell everybody else how they need to abide by laws when y'all breaking shit every day, all day.
So That's just the system. That's why I, you know, particularly chose this, because if they can legalize everything else, you know, that they've legalized, then, you know, who's to say that a pimp won't be going to City Hall or going somewhere asking to get a mandate drawn up or a bill drawn up so pimping can be legal?
They just, to me, I just feel like that shit just need to be what it is. I mean, and some of y'all might not agree, but I need to know why. If you feel like pimping and marijuana and all that stuff ain't supposed to be legal, then give your reason why. Because I don't understand why would it not be, when every damn thing else is pretty much the same way.
Because
ain't nobody finna hell going to church. Hell, they pimping the church system. Look, go to church, honey. You can't go with your little $5 that you used to have, honey. If you go to the church now, you better have $100 a damn better, because they can explain to you why the Lord need more than 10% now. You tell me that ain't pimping. That's pimping. You know what I'm talking about? Some save your soul and all this stuff and think you finna go to heaven? Hell no. That's pimping the system, baby. That's programming your mind to believe that this is the way how shit's supposed to be and this is the way we're going to run it. That's why I'm glad I don't live my life according to how people think that I'm supposed to live my life. And if I go to hell because I missed a couple dollars of not tithing in church, then, oh, damn it, so be it, because it's going to happen anyway. Because one thing is for sure, I be trying to tell people, we all, and I ain't trying to turn this into a religion thing, I'm just trying to make a point here. We all was not destined to what it is, heaven. So, basically, it is what it is. So, you got to be who you are and what you are and just know when somebody's trying to get over on you.
That's true. Well, we're going to take a little musical break, and we'll be right back to continue the conversation of should pimping be legalized?
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you force a watch, everything fall apart inside of your hands. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the loving you had is slowly fading away. Can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on me.
that's Brichette Michelle, Blame It On Me.
For the hottest hip hop and R&B track, hit up crackbeats.net. Got that fire. For producers, be sure to cop that exclusive sound kit containing over 9,000 professional sounds. That's crackbeats.net.
Wow, I didn't know what had happened just then. Okay, we're back, and was that you, Miss Kane?
That
was back with. Oh, okay, we're back with tonight's topic: should pimping be legalized? And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The number is 1-646-652-2877. Again, the number is 1-646-652-2877. And someone in the chat room. But the government won't legalize it because they won't get the amount of money in their pockets that they have been getting for years. That may be true, but also you have to look at the fact that they legalized alcohol, and they're not getting all the money from that because they have bootleg alcohol, bootleg people selling alcohol, and they're getting their money just the same as with marijuana, even though they have it for medicinal purposes. Even that, you know, is getting out there. So basically they all they're thinking about is money, and they're going to get the money that they want regardless. So I don't know. It might come to, you know, that they do legalize it because, they've done everything else. They've legalized a lot of things that, you know, you never even would imagine that they would as far as, like, marijuana, because that was basically a drug that they said was driving people crazy and doing this and doing that, when actually marijuana always was for the purpose of to be used in the purpose of medicinal healing. But it just got out of hand when, you know, people picked it up and smoked it and started altering their minds with it. So, you know, it just depends on how the government, you know, want to deal with it and trust and believe. When they get together, sit down, and make the decision to legalize it, they're going to get their money. Believe it.
They are
going to get it.
I think when I go to the club tonight, I'm going to go ahead and recruit me some hoes.
Now, I used to also know this female pimp. This was back in the day. And she, this girl was something. Now, I don't think, another thing, if I was to have a pimp, I don't think it would be a female, because simple fact, if I be confronted by a man or something, what is she gonna do? You know, he'd be beating both of us up in there.
It depends because, and I stole that from Angela. Shouts out to Angela, baby. But it depends, because I've seen some women out here, you know, that's hardcore, baby. They hardcore. And it just depends on the type of female. If this female, like for me, I could probably pass by doing something like that. Reason being, I got a lot of dudes on my team. I got some niggas that'll lay their life down for Kane. So that's why I say, for me, myself, I know if I had a problem and I did get into that type of business, which I would never do, y'all, but if I was to get into that type of business, then I know everything would be handled pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this particular pimp, she was a small girl. She was small, but she, you know, she dressed nice and everything, but I just couldn't. If it was a woman, she's going to have to be a big, burly woman. Somebody that could knock a couple of men out.
Don't need to fight them, honey. That's why they made guns. Just up that pistol and hit a back.
Well, that's true, but how many prostitutes I don't know of any prostitutes that carry guns, you know, even though they should.
It's some that do.
Yeah.
You got to see the thing here, Mom Deuce. You got to get on your pimping. You got to understand the life of these hoes, you feel me? Because that's what they is, they hoes. So you got to understand what it is that they do. See, me, I done watched a lot of stuff. American Pimp, Pimp This, Pimps Up, Hoes Down, all that old stuff that come on HBO, some stuff they gonna put on DVD. See, I have to learn. If I know I'm gonna talk about it, and not saying that you ain't brushed up on it, but I'm just putting this out here for everybody. If you really want to know what goes on into the life of someone that's gay or to someone that has anything going on with them and how they live, only thing you got to do is sit back, do your research, do a little reading, a little watching a couple movies, and you'll find out. Like, I think it's some transvestites over there. I want to say Hawaii or somewhere. I think I've seen a show. I could be wrong. But they was toting because they wasn't having it. You know what I'm saying? Because one said that she had went through some stuff where she had got raped, beat up, and everything. Somebody threatened to kill her, all that old type stuff. So she resorted into getting a gun. And I advise anyone, if you are a woman and you out there prostituting, because here's the thing. Me and Mom Deuce can't keep y'all hoes from prostituting. Okay? So if you're going to prostitute, baby, you better keep yourself safe. I don't care what kind of pimp you got. You can't always rely on that pimp ain't finna be there when you dying in a dark alley somewhere. So my thing is, please keep yourself safe because you come into all kind of crazy people. It's men out here, and like I said once again, I done seen people that done, women done heard the stories or whatever, and they done got raped. They done came across some serial killers. I watched a movie where this guy had targeted nothing but prostitutes, and it led back to his childhood. And so what he would do, you feel me? So what he would do is go out and get these women that was prostitutes, and you know, act like he was the nice guy, and that he just wanted to talk, get them and kill them.
Yeah.
So, ladies, please be safe.
Yeah, because you know, there are guys that have hatred for prostitutes, some of them because their moms were prostitutes or because they may have been rejected by a prostitute. You know, they have their different reasons, and they want to get back. So, you know, these women, some of them just seem like they just are desperate in a way because if somebody look crazy, if they looking crazy, ain't no way in the world I'm going to go nowhere with them. Not to say that a person who don't look crazy won't do anything, but if a person actually looks crazy, somebody all hair standing on the top of their head, eyes all buck wild, you know, and they look like a bum or whatever, and they riding around an old beat-up car, you know, as soon as you get in there, he ain't got no money. He going to take you to some back alley and, you know, do something to you because it was something I was watching, and this guy had picked this girl up, took her to a back alley, and she performed the act on him. And when she asked for her money, he cut her throat. You know, he didn't have any money. But, you know, I don't know, maybe if, you know, because I know a pimp can't be everywhere his hoes be. I know that. But just like I said, if they legalized it and they had up a, you know, website with these John's names, address, and, you know, vital information on them, and you could say, well, she went off with Bob so-and-so. That's the last person that she was with, you know, and they can pull Bob so-and-so in there and check him out. Or whoever, all her John she went with that night. You know. So, I don't know, but it's just something to think about. I think we have a caller here. Let me bring this. 818, are you there?
814, it's Lady.
Oh, I'm sorry, 814, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
814, are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing? You got a question or a comment?
Well, I just checked my email and seen the reminder for your show, and I was like, oh, man. The subject was, should it be legalized?
Yes, it can be legalized.
I have a website right now where I have some ladies posted, and some of the girls that I met through this, the horror stories that I hear about the pimps that they were with is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I've been approached by so many different pimps. Like, first of all, it's not 1976 anymore, so I think pimps are ridiculous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that they act, the way that they talk, the way that they make
great.
Girls think that this is family, and they put all their money into the pot, and then they buy them an outfit, or, you know, like, it's all the stories that I've heard are crazy, and I can't stand, like, I hear all kinds of, people call me all types of names for how I chose to do things, but I can't stand when people call me a pimp or anything like that. I actually got into an argument on somebody else's show last night because they were just going off at the mouth.
Mm.
Pimping, like, the way that... pimping is ridiculous to me. They have no respect for the girls, and I know that the girls do what they do, but, you know, some of them, that's all that they know. You know what I mean? And like you said earlier, like either from their mom, you know, or just they just learn how to do it. And some of them just don't want to change that. But as for like myself, I've taken girls out of the streets and brought them into my home. You know what I mean? I've gotten a place for them to live. You know, I've made things safe for them, like in different types of way. And I don't even like to call it an escort agency because it's not that either. I know a few clients that would ask me about a girl and then I would introduce them. From that point, it was up to them if they want to call it a sugar daddy, so to say. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But just, like, I've taken girls, like, I live in a area it's really not that popular either, unless you really know things. You know, I live in PA, and
mm-hmm.
like you'd be amazed on how many pimps are out in PA right now that have approached me in all different types of ignorant ways
mm-hmm.
to get at these poor girls and drug them up, take them places where they don't know, beat them up, take all their money. And they think that it's all right. There's a lot of them that don't leave. Like, just accept it for what it is and don't know that they can really do things like that on their own. They don't need a pimp. Pimps are, like, obsolete anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some out there. Trust and believe. They are still
yeah,
out
I know.
There.
They're
just a different breed than what they used to be, you know, like back in the 70s and the 80s. You know, now they're just basically these little thugs that, you know, get a girl out there to do this and do that. But they're still out there.
Like
they
with the help of Craigslist and Backpage. Craigslist is closed down now as far as the adult section.
Right, because
and
that
they
guy
were,
was killing those girls.
Right, and there was actually a guy in PA that picked up a girl on the street, and he chopped her up, and he threw each part of her body in different parts of the woods that they found her. And this was a girl that was walking the street, you know what I mean? There's, like, I don't think people realize how big the industry is, actually. It's wide, and... I'm Sicilian. I'm Italian, a white girl from PA, and
mm-hmm.
mostly all of the clients are all white men. To
mm-hmm.
honestly tell you the truth, there wasn't many black men or any. There's a lot of Indian men that I dealt with, but it was really it's all focused on the white men that do the call girl thing and pick up girls like that on the street and then kill them and do all that stuff. It's really scary sometimes.
Mhm. So, what is your take on legalizing pimping?
It depends. Like I said, on like the degree of the pimp. Like, what do you mean? Like if the pimp is in like gaiters and the hat, and you know what I mean? Like, the word pimp is so widespread. You know what I mean? It's all different. Ways. Like, I don't know. I don't think, maybe if it was legalized, there should be a way that it's handled, you know what I mean? Like, not just throwing the broads out on the street and handling it that way. Like, it's really not hustle and flow. You know what I mean?
What do you mean,
pick,
sort
like,
of like a call girl service or something like that?
I think it's a lot safer that way. If they made it legal that way, like, I can honestly say, not like I want to say so much on the air like this, but The way that I've done things, I've never, ever, ever gotten in trouble. I've never had any kind of dealings with the law and stuff like that, because there's a way that things could still be done professionally. You know what I mean? If it's, even though it is what it is and it's not the best job in the world for some women to have, it is what it is, and they wouldn't do it if it wasn't for the men that allow it. You know what I mean? Like, the men are the main thing that cause all that. If the men didn't want that, then them chicks wouldn't have a job.
Well, you're saying, like, coming from like a call girl, so that to me is basically a call girl service. That's basically like if someone is there managing that can also, they could also be a pimp, but with a different word, because, like I said, in Nevada they have brothels where the pimp there, he's a manager.
Right.
But it's a play on words. Just like they say in a person who works for escort service that has sex is not considered a prostitute. A person who's on the street having sex is a prostitute. And they differentiate them by saying she's a call girl, and the person on the street is a prostitute, when it's basically the same thing. It's just a play on words.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, it's definitely a play on words. They do the same thing. It's just a different level and a different degree of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, for a pimp puts them out in the street, like, one of the girls that I had met would put them out on the block, and then they would either go into, like, in Manhattan, like, they would go into high-class hotels and pick up a John in there, and that's how they did it. They had to do it on their own, but then they still had to come back and give him all the money, to where through a service, like, it could be, it's a phone call, it's an email, it's through a website, then the service has the ability to check the person and make sure that they're safe, you know what I mean? And then you could take,
mm-hmm.
like, the way that you handle the money is completely different, you know. The girls don't have to get beat up, like.
Right, it's
really
more or less, like, organized, so to speak.
Right.
But if they would just legalize it, then, you know, maybe all those different things can stop as well, as far as prostitutes getting murdered, getting beat up, getting raped, and all that kind of stuff. Because, like, if they have it organized to the point where they have, you know, all the Johns listed, you know, they have a site where Johns can sign up. And, you know, when the pimp or madam or manager or whatever goes on there and they pick a John for this girl to go out with, they have all the information on this guy. So if anything happens, they can refer back to the information that they have in the system. And, you know, that's a little bit safer for the prostitute.
Right. The only thing that might cause if it's legal is, like, the girls might go at it head to head. Then they might argue, because, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the Craigslist adult section before it was closed down. And 7 years ago, it was completely different. Like, you have to pay to post on there, and then you have the flaggers. Like, they argue over whose post is up, and they flag you, and it costs money. And it's just, it's really a crazy industry to get involved in. It really is.
Well, see, that's the thing why that each pimp or so ever would have his own Johns. Like, you in Pennsylvania, you have a website where you have Johns sign on to your website. And he's here, he has Johns to sign on to his website. So, therefore, nobody's stepping on anybody's toes, because that's what goes on the stroll. If John is driving down the street, one hoe she wants to get with him, or that's one of her regulars, then she's going to get mad if another hoe goes up and try to get with her regular. When, you know, having it legalized or having it organized, then, you know, the pimp can just pull up so-and-so. You want to go with Butch tonight? Well, you know, get Butch on the phone and you go with Butch, or, you know, like that. That's, you know, that's just how I see it. What do you have to say about that, Ms. Kane?
About what? I had zoned out for a minute. I was listening. I was still trying to get myself together. You know, I'm finna step out there. But I was listening. I was just, that last part, I didn't really get what she was saying on that last part.
What she was saying, that it would be a discrepancy as far as when the hoes out there, they would probably, you know, be upset, you know, wanting to, you know, this one wants to be with that one, or you going with mine and this and that. And I said, if, you know,
that's
say like she lives, you live in PA, right? Now, the pimp
right.
out there,
the reason why I say that is because I've dealt with so many different situations where the girls argue. And if a girl figures out how to post herself and do it herself, then if a guy wants it cheaper, you know what I mean, he's going to try to get the best deal. So whether if a girl is a little more classier than the next, he might still go to the other girl, you know what I mean? So that causes a whole different subject.
But I
when
would
it comes
see
to
that.
Even with that, it would be some type of format that would be set up on how you would do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some type
right.
of
that,
format.
That's when the pimp would come in.
You don't. If you're a female and you trying to, you know, get out here and sell yourself, you definitely don't want to. If you got a website like Craigslist or Tag or MySpace or whatever the hell it is, you don't want to go way there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
You want to create your own website and draw people in. That's how you do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty
mm-hmm.
of women out here that has websites set up where they are on the webcam. They doing all little type of stuff. Men gonna always pay for some form of sex. That's just what they do. I had a friend of mine that told me if he want his thing sucked, then he gonna pay to get it sucked. And it ain't no shame in his game. He said, now,
mm-hmm.
according to how much I think she's worth, what I feel like I should get of her, then that's how I'm gonna judge the whole situation. But being a woman, if you are out there trying to, if it got to that point where it was legalized, you would definitely want to stay away from it where everybody else is running to. You can't think that you would be up on MySpace trying to pimp or sell your sex and think that you ain't going to have competition.
Mm-hmm. That is true. But, you know, just like I had mentioned, that's basically where the, you know, if pimp was legalized, that's when the pimp comes in because he sets up everything. And it'd be just like a businessman. He would have an office, and he would go on the Internet. He'd give them a certain amount of whores, maybe 5 whores, and give them a quota. And, you know, for the week, because it's ridiculous to send somebody out there to make $2,000 a night. That's crazy because she will be burnt out. But, you know, give them a quota, and at the end of the week, pay them taxes and move it. Keep it going.
And as far as about everything else that goes into this topic, marijuana, it should be legalized. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it
I don't
is.
Know.
It's legalized to the point it's
yeah,
used for medicinal
in certain
purposes.
States. Yeah,
yeah,
in certain states or whatever. And I'm glad that they did that because I had a homeboy that needed, you know what I'm saying, and we weren't really that cool, but I was cool with his family. So I was cool with him, I must say that. And he died at 21 years old
because mm-hmm.
he had leukemia. And he needed that weed in order to have an appetite. So
right, and then sometimes
we
use pain too.
Mm-hmm. So weed, it affects people individually, you know what I'm saying, differently. Now, if you want to say about my family, they ain't got no health problems, you know, the ones that smoke, but that's their choice, that's what they want to do. So instead of them sitting in their own comfort or their own home of trying to go out and be in regular society and trying to hide it, why not just legalize it? Because if you don't, like I said, they done looked at it all these years. People going to do what it is they want to do. Just like with crackheads and stuff, they gonna find crack. You ain't gonna never be able to stop that epidemic of crackheads and people having to go in rehab and people that, you know, gonna overdose on it. It's always gonna be just what it is. Now some people can change their life, but the majority, they gonna continue to do what it is they feel like they want to do. So instead of trying to say, okay, if I catch you with this stem on you, cause see, let's just break this down real quick, and I'm gonna say this real quick, cause we ain't got a lot of time left. when I look at cops and they catch people that carry stems, they get a kick out of arresting them knowing that these people got a habit. So what you getting a thrill out of arresting them for just because they got a stem? It doesn't matter if you lock them up for 72 hours, 12 hours, 48 hours. As soon as they hit the streets again, they're going to do it. And, you know, I always hear them say stuff about, you need to get help. Why you haven't got help and why you keep doing this to yourself or to your body? Because people, until they hit rock bottom, they ain't going to understand the hurt that they're doing to their family members, and they ain't going to understand the badness that they're putting into their body. So you have to let that person do what it is they feel like they need to do until they see that they need to change. So I say legalize everything.
Well, I could see them legalizing marijuana, but I don't know if they'll legalize it for people just to, you know, get high off of, because there are people who can't handle it and different things happen. It impairs your thinking process. It also, you know, just people can't handle it the way some other people. And I used to smoke Reetha, and I just could not stop laughing. And when I was at work, I had the audacity to get high one night when I was working in the club and dropped a whole tray of drinks because I couldn't stop laughing. You know, so it wouldn't be, if it was legalized back then, it wouldn't have been good for me because I would have got fired. But just so happened, they didn't know that, you know, what was wrong with me. They thought that I had been drinking. But, you know, not to get off the subject at hand, but crack cocaine, I don't think, you know, there's no doubt that will never, ever be legalized. Because of the simple, you know, things that it does to the mind, the body, the soul, and other people. But like I said, marijuana was put here for medicinal purposes, and it just got out of hand because people started smoking it and altering their minds with it. So now they have to, you know, because it also relieves anxiety, pain, and people who have eating disorders, as far as a person who has a bad appetite, if you have leukemia or cancer, they give it to you so you can eat, you know, because it does give you the munchies, you know, but.
No.
Yeah.
I know. I used to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to the subject at hand. So, Miss 814, you never did say whether pimping should be legalized or not, or would you just go with the call girl thing? Because basically across the board is still the same thing. So what is your take on that?
I think if they did make it legal, it should be the call girl thing, not an actual pimp with chicks like that. I don't know if that's just me, because I've dealt with the situation a little too much. Like, I actually kind of got tired of it. You know what I mean? And
Difference between handling call girls and pimping, handling prostitutes? Well, they're both
because
prostitutes. What's the difference?
The few pimps that I've come across, this is how I was approached by them. They would answer an ad that I have and then think that I'm the chick that's in the ad and say, oh, you know, forget about your folks. Come with me. I'll do this. I'll do that. Da-da-da-da-da, and that whole thing. But then when it came down to it, he would have a bunch of girls either in a dirtbag apartment or in a hotel and just popping them off all night long. Like you said, they would be tired. They would be ran through to get that money. You know what I mean? And as far as the way that I've handled things, I've put girls in rehab, you know, to try to get them better, help them get their children back, put them in a nice house, you know, took care of them, tried to get them to not do this type of job anymore, you know, try to switch things. A pimp don't care about anybody but himself.
Yeah, but if it's from a legalized standpoint, and they gave him the rules that this is how he has to run his business, then, you know, who's to say that it wouldn't be better, you know, because they can monitor him, make sure he's doing what's right, And, you know, a lot of them women that's in those being call girls might want to switch over to be with a pimp.
I just think that if they made it legal, then the pimp would eventually turn into a call girl thing, and not he wouldn't have to be a pimp if it was legal, the way that pimps handle their business.
Okay. Well, we have 3 minutes left. Any quick last comments? Ms. Kane, do you have a comment you'd like to give us?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't agree with how men try to do that type stuff to women, you know, and I don't understand how a woman would let a man have that much control over her life. But like I said, if it might as well be legal because people going to do it anyway. Marijuana is already legal in some states, you know what I'm saying? For the other states, you might as well pick it up, too, because people going to smoke their weed. They going to do what they want to do. And going back to the cocaine, now, no, I don't feel like they, when I say they should legalize everything, I don't mean that literally. It's just a joke.
Right, I understand. I know what you were saying.
Yeah, so I would never just feel like, okay, yeah, they supposed to legalize cocaine because we talking about something that is just totally man-made. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We come from the earth. So
right.
It is what it is. So I just hope, you know, that for the ones out there, the government, if you're listening, y'all do stuff that ain't legal. You know what I'm saying? So what's the difference?
Yeah. Okay, 814, you have a last comment. We got 2 minutes, and I have an announcement to make. So you have about 30 seconds. You got anything you'd like to say?
I agree with everything that Ms. Kane just said. Completely.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be on a different show celebrating, and if you go to my show page on here, you'll see that page. It's Chocolate Coffee Books. That show airs tomorrow at 11 p.m. Come on out and celebrate my birthday. We're going to have all kind of food, drinks, anything you want, cyber style. And on the 22nd, my show is going to be Men on the Down Low. And the show on the 5th of November should welfare be aborted. I appreciate everybody for coming out tonight. I'll give a shout-out to Angela in the chat room, guest 6526, Lady Slugger, Miss Kane, the Ely poet, and the people who dropped in and out of the chat room, Poopy Whoopy, the people who are out there listening. Thanks for coming in. Hopefully you'll come back on the 22nd and the 5th. And like I said, if you go to my show page, you'll see the other site that I'll be on tomorrow celebrating my birthday. Y'all come out and celebrate it with me. Thanks for wishing me a happy early birthday. And everybody have a good night. Thanks for coming. Looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks. Good night.
Above the fall.